that you have around here?
You mean like what's in the yard, a horn? Well, there is a holly tree. See, out there, I didn't count that. There's holly trees, mm-hmm. hollies around here, plum trees, peach trees. Well, there's almost all kind of trees. Fig trees? Or you, I reckon you'd call a fig tree a bush, wouldn't you? Mm-hmm. Or would you?
I'm not sure.
Well, it don't grow too big, but then the plums, you see, that's plums all out there. And we really had plums this year. We had a lot. They just picked them up with the bucket full.
We did.
What about the kind of tree that George Washington chopped down?
Let's see, what did he chop? He chopped down the maple tree.
Okay, and what about the kind of tree that, it has a little fruit on it, some little red fruit about this size?
Well, a cherry does. We have a cherry tree.
You have the...
Just a wild.
Uh-huh. Just those little black cherries?
Uh-huh.
And what about a bush that the leaves turn bright red and it has a little cluster of berries on it?
I don't know if we got any of them or not.
Some people say the berries were poison.
I don't know. Because that's holly has berries, but the leaves don't turn on it.
Mm-hmm. What about sumac or shumac? Do you have that?
Well, let's see. I don't know. There's a bush that grows up high, but I have berries, but it's as thorny as it can be. You know what to call it.
Mm-hmm.
Coolies, they call it, because you chew that bark, it's hot as fire. Now, what do you see? Nothing. I don't believe there's any of that in here, only that.
You never heard of sumac or shumac?
I've heard of it, but then there's not any growing in here anywhere.
Uh-huh. And what kind of bushes or vines will make your skin break out if you touch them?
Oh, poison ivy will make it break out.
Mm-hmm.
That's a vine.
What does that look like?
Some of it's growing out yonder on that tree, but you can't tell how it looks. And in that tree yonder, see it growing up there on this side yonder?
Uh-huh.
It has a funny looking leaf. Well, it looks sort of like this. You see this vine right here?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's a flower right up in this pecan tree right there. Mm-hmm. Well, the leaf looks like that, only it's littler. That's mm-hmm. poison ivy. And it will wake you out. And it's a vine. Well, it's a vine because it runs.
Mm-hmm. Any little plants that'll do that?
Oh, I don't know if there's or not. The part I told you about them begging me, they'll break you out.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think anything else. There's a little bush that's thorny growth here that has a little red thing on it, and they all just call it Adam's apple. It looks
really?
Yeah, and it looks like two little teeth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've heard people talk about the Bible, about Adam and Eve and her biting, mm-hmm. pulling this apple. Well, they did grow a lot of them around here that would look just like it. But you couldn't eat that little thing. I guess it was poison.
Mm-hmm.
But it did look to print of two little teeth. And everybody, and the bush is thorny, grew about that high, and mm-hmm. they called it Adam's apple.
Mm-hmm.
But now whether it was or not, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Just a second.
They're really thorny.
What
do you give that to when you go back?
Oh,
I mean, play it for her.
It's gonna be they're gonna transcribe it, they'll listen to it and you know, write down the words and everything.
Make a book out of it or something?
Well, it'll just be used to make what's called a linguistic atlas.
What that is.
It'll just be used for a study. What sort of berries do people have around here?
Well, they have a huckleberry and a blueberry, mm-hmm. they call it. I believe that's